I'm Katie Gilkey with the Farm and Ranch Report. Here's USDA grain and livestock reporter Greg Sanders with the Columbia Basin Hay Report from last week.
We had 4,200 tons of hay trade compared to last week. Export and domestic alfalfa firm in a light test. Trade remains slow as most producers getting over severe winter weather the last few weeks. 2015 supplies still being sold. Very good demand was noted for Timothy. On the higher quality export alfalfa, sellers are paying to tarp it. Feed store and retail hay steady. Alfalfa on the premium quality for export mid-square bale sold from $120 to $125. Timothy grass for the retail stable market on the small square bales, good to premium, sold at $200 per ton.
In Idaho, compared to the previous week, feeder alfalfa was firm and trade remained slow with light to moderate demand. More interest on the buying side is starting to show up. Mid-squares of alfalfa rated fair to good, tarped, sold for $90 per ton. In Oregon, prices trended generally steady in a limited test compared to the previous week's prices. Most demand is with the retail stable market. The recent snow slowed movements as trucks can't get into the farms to get loaded. In central Oregon, large squares of good wheat bales sold for $80 per ton. In Lake County, large squares of fair alfalfa with rain damage sold for $100 per ton. In eastern Oregon, large squares of alfalfa rated good sold for $130 per ton. In Harney County, small squares of premium alfalfa sold for $150 per ton. Klamath Basin had no new sales confirmed. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report.
I'm Katie Gilkey with Ag Information Network of the West.